I mi idemo u susret ka tome. Amen. Amen. Tako, nadam se da ste se ugodno odmorili, da vam je bilo lepo, zato što cilj ovog kampa je i mi da se zbližimo, jel da? Zato što ne možemo biti jako u Gospodu ako ne osjećamo jedni druge. I ja mislim da je to jako bilo dobro da smo imali zajedništvo i kroz razgovore, da jednostavno shvatamo, svi smo mi ljudi koji imamo slabosti i kaže Božja reč, ispovedati jedni drugima svoje slabosti. Znate, meni je najdraže kad ja kao propovednik mogu nekome da priznam moju slabost i kad mi neko veruje, znate, zato što mi to pomogne. Jer mi nismo imuni na greške. I ja osjećam jednu divnu atmosferu i danas u tim razgovorima jednostavno u Hristu smo svi jednaki i ja verujem da nas je Bog tako prihvatio. Amen. Mogli bi što reći, ali volio bi da otvorim službu. I jednostavno volio bi da uđemo u jedan duh proslavljanja, da damo Bogu mesta. Imamo neke zahteve za molitvu, kad dođe do toga spomenut ćemo jedan zahtev. Ako ima još neko nešto čega bih hteo da se spomene kad dođe do molitve, slobodno ćete moći reći. Zato što imamo obećanje da što god tražimo od voli troje kada se dogovorimo, jel da? Znači, bitno je da se dogovorimo. Kad se dogovorimo, onda, verujući, mi možemo uzeti te stvari. I tako, ovo je divan trenutak za službu. Mi se sećamo Gospoda Isusa Hrista svakako, na svakoj službi. Ali ne znam da li ste razmišljali o ovom danu. Ovo jeste kao badnje veče, jel da? Da li znate šta se desilo pre 52 godine na ovaj dan? Tačno pre 52 godine na ovaj dan je umro jedan čovjek koji je jako pomogao našoj službi, a to je William Marvin Branham. Tačno na ovaj dan. On je preminuo. I vidite, vi čak mnogi ne znate to. I ako neko strima, onda bi voleo i oni da čuju da mnogi uopšte i ne mare o tome. Ja mi ne obožavam Williama Branhama, mi proslavljamo Gospoda Isusa. Ali eto, Bog je dao jednu službu koja je bila toliko značajna za nevestu da je uhvatila naš život i ona se završila, taj zemaljski život tog čovjeka se završio tačno na ovaj dan 1965. godine. I mi smo zahvalni Bogu za to, ali mi idemo dalje noseći to pomazanje u našim životima i možemo svedočiti taj duh je živ i dalje i deluje kroz ove propovedi koje verujemo i slušamo i mi smo zahvalni Bogu za to. Tako da damo slavu Gospodu Isusu kroz pesme, da uđemo u atmosferu proslavljanja. On jedini je dostojan sve slave. I zamolio bih brata Uroša da dođe i da počne.
Amen. Naš Gospod Isus Krist kaže iznad svih sila i kraljeva, iznad sve prirode i tako dalje, kaže ti si bio prije stvaranja. Iznad svih sila i kraljeva, iznad sve prirode i svega stvoreno, iznad svih mudrosti i ljudskih budeva, bio prije stvaranja, iznad svih kraljevstva i prestolja, iznad svih čuda što svijet ih poznaje, iznad svih ognja bogatstva zemaljskog, vrijednost tvoja neizmjerna je. Grob položen, živ.
Božjo da budeš odbačen kao ruža zgažena na tu zeo misleći na mene.
Idemo još jednom iz početka.
Iznad svih sila i kraljeva, iznad sve prirode i svega stvoreno, iznad svih mudrosti i ljudskih puteva, ti si bio prije stvaranja. Iznad svih kraljevstva i prestolja, iznad svih čuda što svijetih poznaje, iznad sveh obilja i bogstva zemaljsko, vrijednost tvoja neizmjerna je. Razapet u god polože, živio da budeš odbačen kao ruža zgažena na tlu. Misleći na mene, razapet u grob položen, živio da budeš odbačen kao ruža zgažena na tlu.
Smo već spomenuli glasnika i taj glasnik je bio iz Otkrivenja 10:7. Ajmo zapjevati ovu, dođe glasnik iz Otkrivenja. Znate, naše svjedočanstvo, uvijek strepimo ka tome da zapravo nađemo sebe u Bibliji. I ja mislim da je onaj trenutak Otkrivenja, onaj trenutak koje, u kome zaživimo, je zapravo kad zagledamo sebe u toj Bibliji. I kao što je brat Janko već spomenuo, taj glasnik koji je došao bio je bitan, ne zbog toga da ga itko među nama proslavlja, već zbog toga jer je Bog kroz njega ukazao na vrijeme u kojemu ti i ja možemo sebe naći u Bibliji. Ajmo zapjevati ovu pjesmu, dođe glasnik iz Otkrivenja.
Kada reč prestane tijelo u nebu, onda ostanuje, a mi smo bili s njim u tijelu, jer kroz riječ se postane. Kada krenu onda Golgotu, da otkupi naše grijehe, mi smo bili s njim na Golgoti, jer smo bili krivi za sve. Al dođe glasnik iz Otkrivenja, da to srećno da mi sve, to je Malakija četiri, što vjeru vrati u naša srca, da Gospod je živa stjena, u nama On sada zanuje. Brate moj, o sestra moja, kroz tebe On sada djeluje. Kada rijeci sada tvoje mesti, sva punina je izmjena, kao ljubav što se u srcu gori, a On je nama. On čezne da hoda sa tobom, kao vjeran čuvar tvoj, da budeš svjetlo gdje jesi, On mi ti poklanja svoj. Al dođe glasni i otkrivenja, da kroz riječ objavi sve, to je Malakija četiri, što vjeru vrati u naša srca, da Gospod je živa stjena, u nama On sada stanuje. O brate moj, o sestro moja, kroz tebe On sada djeluje. Carstvo svoje izgradi, na istini vječi svoje, da živi sa nebjestom, kada suze sebi sve. On podlače u svojoj slavi, za svoj djecom raduje sve. A radost je sreća naša, što nas On izabra sve. A dođe glasnik iz otkrivenja, da kroz riječ objavi sve. To je Malakija četiri, što vjeru vrati u naša srca, da Gospod je. O brate moj, o sestro moja, kroz tebe On sada djeluje.
Da ja sam to što kaže Božja riječ, imam to što kaže Božja riječ, i mogu činiti sve što Božja riječ mi kaže. Da ja sam to što kaže Božja riječ, imam to što kaže Božja riječ, i mogu činiti sve što Božja riječ mi kaže. I svako Božje obećanje meni pripada, i svako Božje obećanje meni pripada, i svako Božje obećanje meni pripada, i svako Božje obećanje meni pripada. Da mi smo to što kaže Božja riječ, i naš to što kaže Božja riječ, i možeš činiti sve što Božja riječ ti kaže. Da si to što kaže Božja riječ, imaš to što kaže Božja riječ, i možeš činiti sve
što Božja reč ti kaže. I svako Božje obećanje tebi pripada. 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 Da mi smo to što kaže Božja reč, imamo što kaže Božja reč. Božja reč možemo činiti sve što Božja reč nam kaže. I svako Božje obećanje meni pripada. I svako Božje obećanje nam pripada. Svako Božje obećanje nama pripada. I svako Božje obećanje nama pripada.
Amen, amen. Bože moj, ti mi daješ snagu. I za ove pjesme ću zamolit brata Rajka da izađe i zamoli molitvu za ovu službu. Bože moj, ti mi daješ snagu.
Bože moj,
ti mi daješ mi.
Gospode, otkad živiš sa mnom, ti si moj put jedini. Sveti Duh kao golub, Sveti Duh kao vatra, Sveti Duh kao vihor, nek se spusti na sve nas. Sveti Duh kao golub, Sveti Duh kao vatra, Sveti Duh kao vihor, što se spusti na sve nas.
Bože moj, prebivaš u nama.
Bože moj, radujem se ja.
Gospode, tebe slavim sada. Isuse, moja snaga. Sveti Duh kao golub, Sveti Duh kao vatra, Sveti Duh kao vihor, nek se spusti na sve nas. Sveti Duh kao golub, Sveti Duh kao vatra, Sveti Duh kao vihor, nek se spusti na sve nas. Amen. Zamolio bi brata Rajka. Sestra Andrijana je zamolila da se molimo za njezinu mamu. Njoj su otkrili tumor na dojki, ne znaju još da li je rakotvoran ili ne, sutra će imati operaciju, onda će to dati na, da znači pronalaze. I ajmo se moliti da pronađu da nema ništa zlotvorno. Amen. A iza toga ću zamoliti sestru Hanu da ima pjesmu.
Boži blagoslov svima. Možemo se pomoliti Gospodu našemu. Svemogući dragi Bože i Gospode naš Isuse Hriste, hvala ti Bože što si nas i ove večeri skupio u Tvome duhu Bože, da možemo uživati u Tvojim blagoslovima, u Tvome pomazanju Bože, uživati i kupati se u Tvojoj reči Gospode. Hvala ti što si nas pozvao u ovu poruku Gospode. Hvala ti za tu veliku privilegiju. Mi ništa bolje nismo mogli dobiti od ove poruke Gospode. Mi ti zahvaljujemo od sveg srca. Hvala ti na ovo, za ovu proročku reč Gospode koja svetli na ovom tamnom mestu. U ovoj Sodomi Gospode koji nas provodiš kroz senku smrti Bože, da izlazimo kao pobednici. Hvala ti za svaku osobu ovde koja je prisutna Bože i dotakni svako srce ovde koje je u potrebi. Ako neko ima problema telesnih, bilo kakvih problema, neka to bude rešeno u Gospodu Isusu Hristu. Molimo se Gospode za sestru Andrijanu, pošto mi znamo da si ti veliki iscelitelj i nikakva bolest ne može stajati pred tobom. Mi molimo Gospoda Isusa Hrista da dotakne telo te naše sestre Bože i da ona bude isceljena tvojom moćnom rukom, zato što si ti to obećao, ako samo budemo to verovali. Hvala ti Isuse Hriste za sve koji nas prate preko streaminga Bože, za svaku osobu, svako srce Gospode. Hvala ti Bože i neka ova služba bude tebi na slavu, pomaži našeg propovednika, neka sve bude pod tvojom kontrolom i budi nam milostiv i ove večeri. Budi milostiv našim greškama, našim glupostima koje pravimo. Ti si veliki Bog, Gospode, koga proslavimo i mi drugog Boga nemamo. Hvala ti, Isuse Hriste, za ovu privilegiju i mi ti prepuštamo ovu službu u tvoje veliko ime, Gospode Isusa Hrista. Amin.
Sometimes I think I'm in control, and I act so foolishly, facing problems on my own. I don't know what's best for me. My mistakes at times disturb all the plans you have made. Keep me in your view, so I won't be in your way. Remind me, Lord, I'm just a glove in which you place your hand. Not my will, but yours be done, for I don't understand. The best laid plans are made, some have always gone astray. Keep me in your will, so I won't be in your put me where you want to, not where I If I should ask for things I want, just give me what I need. When I complain from time to time, forgive me, Lord, I pray, keep me in your will, so I won't be in your way.
Pjevajmo slava Gospodu. Pjevajmo slava Gospodu. Pjevajmo slava Gospodu. Aleluja, oh, aleluja, oh, aleluja. Pjevajmo slava Gospodu. Dižimo ruke Bogu svoj, aleluja, oh, aleluja, oh, aleluja. Yeah.
Gospodu pjevaj. Grijeha, gdje nema grijeha, gdje nema grijeha i neće biti. Gdje nema grijeha, gdje nema grijeha, gdje vlada Bog ljubavi i lijepo i proljetni dani sjaje mirom radošću gdje nema grijeha gdje nema grijeha, gdje nema grijeha i neće biti. Gdje nema grijeha, gdje nema grijeha, gdje nema grijeha. Kad razmišljam o zemlji u kojoj žive putnici gdjevši u borbi dobiće jednac gdje nema grijeha, gdje nema grijeha i neće biti. Gdje nema grijeha, gdje nema grijeha, gdje nema grijeha i neće biti. Volim kad razmišljam o zemlji u kojoj svim bitkama je kraj, a pristup je meni darovan i mir sam tu našao ja. Gdje nema grijeha, gdje nema grijeha, gdje nema grijeha i neće biti. Gdje nema grijeha, gdje nema grijeha, gdje nema grijeha i neće biti.
Amen. Amen. Ajmo zapjevati još jedan korus i onda bi zamolio brata Hanesa da dođe i da nam da riječ. Elela Elohim.
Elela Elohim, čestem da te proslavim. Elela da te proslavim. Mi smo došli čednog srca da ti damo slavu. Važne naše brige, dižemo sad ruke svi.
Greet you in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Pozdravljam vas u dragoceno ime Isusa Hrista.
And we count it a real joy and honor to come again in the house of the Lord tonight.
Smatramo to velikom radošću, a i čašću da ponovo dođemo večeras u dom Gospodnji.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's wonderful to be children of the living God.
I predivno je da smo deca živoga Boga.
Amen. Amen. And we thank God for lovely weather.
I zahvalni smo Bogu za ovo predivno vreme koje imamo.
Amen. We thank God for bodies to worship him in.
Hvala Bogu i za ova tela u kojima ga proslavljamo.
We thank God that we have an ability to express ourselves.
I zahvaljujemo Bogu da imamo i tu mogućnost da sebe izrazimo.
Imagine if you didn't have a body tonight.
Zamislite samo da nemate telo večeras.
Amen.
Amen.
Therefore we should appreciate.
Tako da to treba da cenimo.
Amen. We not worship this body.
Mi ne proslavljamo ovo telo.
But we appreciate what God has given us.
Ali cenimo to što Bog nama daje.
Amen. That I have a mouth.
Čak to što imam usta.
Amen.
Amen.
Not to talk about people.
Ne da bi pričao o drugim ljudima.
But to worship God.
Već da proslavljamo Boga.
That I have hands.
I imamo ruke.
Amen. To express.
Da to izrazimo.
Amen.
Amen.
So we've got many, many things to be thankful for tonight.
Tako ima puno stvari za koje možemo biti večeras zahvalni.
Amen.
Amen.
And I would also like to greet my family back home tonight.
Želim također pozdraviti svoju porodicu koja je tamo kod mene kući večeras.
May God bless them.
Neka je Bog i njih blagoslovi.
And my grandchildren.
Također moje unuke.
Maybe I can greet them in my own language.
Mogu li ih pozdraviti na svom jeziku?
Amen. Let me tell them, opa is baie lief vir julle en ek verlang na julle. Amen.
Amen.
What I said is, grandfather is love you and miss you a lot.
Ono što sam rekao, dede vas puno voli i puno mu nedostajete.
Amen.
Amen.
Aren't you thankful that in heaven we'll speak the same language?
Zar niste sretni što ćemo u nebu svi pričati isti jezik?
Amen. Some people believe it will be Croatian.
Neki ljudi vjeruju da će to biti hrvatski.
Amen. I believe it will be Afrikaans.
Ja vjerujem da će to biti afrikanski.
But we have a heavenly Father.
Ali mi imamo nebeskoga Oca.
And he's got his own language.
A on ima svoj vlastiti jezik.
Amen.
Amen.
And therefore we appreciate the Lord tonight.
Zato cenimo Gospoda večeras.
Amen.
Amen.
Aren't you thankful?
Zar niste zahvalni?
Amen. Let me tell you, you should be the most happiest people on the face of the earth.
Želim vam reći da biste trebali biti najsretniji ljudi na ovoj zemlji.
Because we have a Father, a God that loves us.
Jer imamo Boga Oca koji nas voli.
And that gives us reason to live.
I to nam daje razlog za život.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand tonight as we turn in the word of God.
Hajde večeras da ustajemo dok budemo otvarali Božju reč.
John chapter 4 verse 19.
Jovan četvrta glava.
John chapter 4 verse 19.
Jovan 4:19.
Amen.
Amen.
John chapter 4 verse 19.
Znači Jovan četvrta glava stih 19.
The woman said unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet.
Gospodaru, reče žena, vidim da si prorok.
Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship.
Naši praoci su se klanjali Bogu na ovoj gori, a vi, Judeji, kažete da mu se trebamo klanjati u Jerusalimu.
And Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh, when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father.
Veruj mi, ženo, reče Isus, dolazi čas kada se nećete klanjati Ocu ni ovde, niti u Jerusalimu.
You worship, you know not what. We know that what we worship for salvation is of the Jews.
Vi se klanjate onome što ne poznajete, a mi se klanjamo onome što poznajemo, jer spasenje dolazi od Judeja.
But the hour cometh and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him.
Ali dolazi čas i već je tu, kada će se istinski klanjaoci klanjati Ocu u duhu i u istini, jer Otac baš takve klanjaoce želi.
God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Bog je duh i oni koji mu se klanjaju u duhu i istini treba da mu se klanjaju.
Amen, let's pray.
Ajde da se pomolimo.
Father, we appreciate thee tonight.
Oče, cenimo te ponovo večeras.
That we can come into this place, and Lord, and turn our eyes towards thee.
Što možemo doći ovde večeras i okrenuti svoje oči ka tebi.
We pray, Father God, that you will come now, God, in our midst.
Molimo se, Bože Oče, da ti dođeš večeras među nas.
That you will take these words of God and inspire it with life eternal.
I da uzmeš ove reči Bože i da ih nadahneš rečima večnosti.
Lord, I pray, oh God, that you will answer every question.
Gospode, ja se molim da ti odgovoriš na svako pitanje.
That you will heal every sick person.
Da izlečiš svaku bolesnu osobu.
And that your word will be manifested in every life.
I da Tvoja reč bude objavljena u svačijem životu.
We commit ourselves to thee now, Lord.
Mi se predajemo tebi, Gospode.
Praying that you will bless us now with your presence.
Molimo se da nas ti blagosloviš svojim prisustvom.
In Jesus Christ's name.
U ime Isusa Hrista.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may take your seats.
Možete sesti.
So the word says the Father seeketh such.
Dakle, reč kaže Otac traži takve.
Amen. And that means to seek to find.
To traži znači naći.
God always was looking and seeking for men to worship him in spirit and truth.
Bog je uvek tražio i tragao za ljudima koji će ga slaviti u duhu istine.
Remember when Adam fell in the garden?
Sjećate se kada je Adam pao u Edenu?
They were hiding from God.
Oni su se krili od Boga.
But God came seeking, looking for his own children.
Ali Bog je došao da traži svoju vlastitu decu.
Therefore, it is not us seeking God to worship God.
Tako da nismo mi ti koji tražimo Boga da bi ga proslavljali.
It is God seeking people to worship him.
Već Bog je onaj koji traži ljude da bi ga proslavljali.
Therefore, when God comes and he finds you, he was seeking you to worship.
Tako da kada je Bog došao i pronašao vas, on vas je tražio da bi ga vi proslavljali.
Amen, for you to find your position.
Tako da vi trebate naći svoje mesto.
Like I said last night, you were born for a purpose.
Kao što sam rekao sinoć da ste rođeni sa svrhom.
You were placed in the message for a reason.
I vi ste stavljeni u poruku zbog razloga.
Amen, to control.
Da bi imali kontrolu.
To rule.
Da vladate.
To worship God.
Da proslavljate Boga.
To live for God.
I da bi živeli za Boga.
That is in God's mind.
I to je ono što je u Božijem umu.
That's why when he seeks to find, he seeks people that can worship in spirit and truth.
Tako kada on traži i nalazi, on traži takve koji će ga slaviti u duhu istine.
Amen. In the message, uncertain sound.
U propovedi nejasan zvuk.
The prophet says, I want you to notice.
Prorok je rekao, želim da zapazite,
when a man hears the voice of God,
kada čovjek čuje Božji glas,
personally hears the word of God,
kada lično čuje Božju reč,
he says, well, God has to come to meet me.
On kaže, pa onda Bog mora doći da se sretne sa mnom.
He said, I can sit in the pulpit preaching for 20, 30, 40, 50 years.
Kaže, ja mogu biti za propovedaonice i propovedati 20, 30 i 40 godina.
You'll never hear until God reveals the word to you.
Ali vi to nikada nećete moći čuti dok vam Bog to lično ne otkrije.
Amen, therefore it's a supernatural happening.
Tako da je to jedan nadprirodni događaj.
By the foolishness of preaching, God decided to save man.
Tako da je Bog kroz ludost propovedanja odlučio da spase čovjeka.
Therefore the word goes forth from a pulpit.
Tako da reč izlazi od iz propovedaonice.
But until God comes and reveals to you that word.
Ali sve dok Bog ne dođe da vam otkrije tu reč.
It will have no effect upon your life.
Ona neće imati nikakvog uticaja na vaš život.
But when the revelation strikes you.
Ali kada vas otkrivenje zahvati.
It changes you completely.
Ono vas onda u potpunosti menja.
Amen.
Amen.
And that is the principle that God works on always.
I to je taj princip po kome Bog uvek deluje.
Now if we think about the wise men.
Dakle, ako razmišljamo o mudracu.
Matthew chapter 2 verse 1.
Matej 4. glava 2. stih.
The Bible says after Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
Biblija kaže da nakon što se Isus rodio u Betlehemu.
In the days of Herod the king.
To je bilo u danima Heroda
the
kralja.
The wise men from the east came to Jerusalem.
Ti mudraci sa istoka su došli u Jerusalim.
Saying where is he born king of the Jews?
I rekli su gdje je rođen taj kralj Jevreja?
For we have seen his star in the east.
Jer vidjeli smo njegovu zvezdu sa istoka.
And we have come to worship him.
I došli smo da ga proslavljamo.
You will always find when God starts to move.
Uvek možete vidjeti da kada se Bog pokrene.
The purpose of God revealing himself is for you to be able to worship him.
Da je Božja svrha tog otkrivenja je da vi budete u mogućnosti da ga proslavite.
Now why was it three wise men?
Dakle, zašto je bilo tri mudraca?
Amen. One from Shem.
Jedan je bio od Šema.
One from Japheth.
Jedan od Jafeta.
Amen. And one from Noah, all three of Noah's son Ham.
A treći od Hama, što su sva tri Noeva sina.
They all three had to come.
Svo njih troje moralo doći.
Because they represent the whole human race.
Zato što su oni predstavljali čitavu ljudsku rasu.
Therefore the Bible says Jesus will not come until the gospel is preached to the whole human race.
Zato je Biblija rekla da Isus se neće vratiti dok evanđelje ne bude propovedano čitavoj ljudskoj rasi.
Amen.
Šema, Hama, Jafeta.
Now the prophet says they were probably on the road for 2 years.
A prorok je rekao verovatno su putovali oko 2 godine.
Amen.
Amen.
Why were they coming for 2 years?
Zašto bi oni putovali 2 godine?
To worship.
Pa da bi proslavljali.
Now, when we come to church.
Dakle, kada mi dolazimo u crkvu.
Why do we come to church?
Što dolazimo u crkvu?
Do we come to look at one another?
Da li dolazimo da bi gledali jedni u druge?
Do we come to see the latest styles and fashions?
Da li dolazimo da bi vidjeli najnoviju modu?
Or why? What is the purpose of us coming to church?
A koja je svrha toga da mi dolazimo u crkvu?
Now these three men, they were willing to travel for 2 years.
Ova tri čovjeka su bili voljni da putuju 2 godine.
To have an opportunity to worship a living God.
Samo da bi imali priliku da proslave živoga Boga.
Therefore, when we come to church, we come with a certain attitude.
Tako kada mi dolazimo u crkvu, mi dolazimo sa određenim odnosom, imamo određeno iščekivanje.
We come to receive something.
Mi dolazimo primiti nešto.
Because the prophet says you only get what you expect.
Jer prorok kaže vi dobijate samo ono što iščekujete.
Therefore we must realize God wants you to be a worshipper.
Zato morate shvatati da Bog želi da budete onaj koji proslavlja.
You come to church for one reason and that is to worship God.
A vi dolazite u crkvu s tim razlogom da bi proslavljali Boga.
Amen. We have to have the right attitude because God wants to be worshipped in spirit and truth.
Mi moramo imati ispravan odnos prema tome, jer Bog želi onoga koga slavi u duhu istine.
Is that true?
Da li je to istina?
So many people has got truth.
Tako mnogi ljudi imaju istinu,
but there's no spirit.
Ali bez duha su.
Many people have spirit.
A ima ljudi koji imaju duh,
but there's no truth.
Ali nemaju istinu.
But for us to be true worshippers.
Ali da bi mi bili pravi štovatelji.
You need truth.
Treba vam istina.
And you need the spirit.
I treba vam i duh.
And those two combined.
A to dvoje kad se spoji.
Makes you a true worshipper of the living God.
To vas pravi da budete istinski štovatelj živoga Boga.
Amen. So their purpose was we were coming to worship him.
Tako da je svrha bila u tome da dođemo da ga proslavimo.
Amen. And the Bible says, the prophet says they walked up and down the streets of Jerusalem.
I Biblija kaže da su oni hodali po ulicama Jerusalima.
Crying, where is he?
I vikali su, gdje je on?
That is born king of the Jews.
Rođeni kralj Jevreja.
Now the prophet says it's a strange thing.
I prorok je rekao veoma čudna stvar.
Jerusalem.
Jerusalim,
the biggest church in the world.
Je bio najveća crkva na planeti.
They had no idea that the king was born.
A oni nisu imali pojma da je kralj bio rođen tamo.
But here come men from a strange country.
Ali tu su došli iz strane zemlje.
Walking the streets and say, where is he, king of the Jews?
Hodajući ulicama i vikali, gdje je on, kralj Jevreja?
Amen. And the people that were there had no idea that he was born.
A ljudi koji su živjeli tamo nisu imali pojma da se on rodio.
Amen. He says, and remember, they were rich men.
I on je rekao, sjetite se da su oni bili bogati ljudi.
Very, very wealthy.
Oni su bili veoma bogati ljudi.
Amen. And they didn't care what the people thought of them.
I bilo ih je baš briga šta ljudi misle o njima.
Many times we come to church and we are scared to open our mouths.
I veoma često mi dolazimo u crkvu i plašimo se da otvorimo svoja usta i bojimo se da
how we feel inside of us.
Izrazimo ono kako se iznutra osjećamo.
Amen. And that is what God, these men were rich, they were men of renown.
A ti ljudi su bili bogati i bili su ljudi na dobrom glasu.
But they did not care what the people thought of them.
Ali bilo ih je baš briga šta ljudi misle o njima.
They continued walking every street screaming, crying, where is he, king of the Jews?
A oni su nastavili i dalje hodati po ulicama vičući, gdje je kralj Jevreja?
Amen.
Amen.
And it's a principle.
I to je jedan princip u tome.
We should never be shy.
Ne bi trebali nikad da nas je stid
about the gospel.
Što se tiče evanđelja.
Now I know we grow up different ways.
Ja znam da mi smo odrasli na različite načine.
Some find it easy to express.
Nekom je to lako da to izrazi.
Others find it difficult.
A nekom to stvara poteškoće.
But remember, you need to sacrifice your own ideas.
Ali upamtite, morate žrtvovati svoje sopstvene ideje.
If Jesus Christ was in his physical body,
da je Isus Hrist ovdje u materijalnom telu.
What would your reaction be?
Kako biste vi reagovali?
Amen.
Amen.
What would your attitude be?
Kakav bi bio vaš odnos prema tome?
First of all, your eyes would be fixed upon him.
Prvo što bi bilo da biste gledali u njega.
Focused.
Fokusirali bi
se. Expecting, hanging on every word.
Iščekivali biste i čekali biste svaku riječ.
And when he turns to you, what would your reaction be?
He looks at you. I kad bi se on okrenuo ka vama, kakva bi bila reakcija dok bi vas on gledao?
You know that I love you.
I kad bi on rekao, recimo, ja te volim.
Or you will smile.
Vi biste se nasmijali.
You will say, thank you, Lord.
Ili biste rekli, hvala ti, Gospode.
You would acknowledge, you would tell him, Lord, I accept, I believe what you're telling me.
Vi biste onda to priznali i rekli, ja to prihvatam, ja verujem to što ti kažeš.
Amen. Or would you sit like this?
Ili biste seli na ovaj način.
He's talking to you sitting.
Dok on govori vama, vi sedite ovako.
No, you'd never do that.
Nikad ne bi tako radili.
Because your master, your Lord is there.
Zato što je vaš gospodar, vaš.
You would not worry about time.
Ne biste brinuli za vrijeme.
You would not worry about your neighbor.
Bilo bi vas baš briga
because
za susjeda.
Because it's your moment, your personal moment.
Zato što je to vaš lični trenutak.
And that is how we should worship God.
I to je način kako trebamo proslavljati Boga.
To come to the church to say, Lord, I'm coming here today to hear from you.
Kada dolazite u crkvu, treba da kažete, ja dolazim ovdje da bi čuo tebe.
I don't care what people think of me.
Briga me šta ljudi misle o meni.
But Lord, I want to tell you I love you.
Ali Gospode, želim ti reći da te volim.
And I want to be a worshipper in spirit and in truth.
I ja želim biti štovatelj u duhu i u istini.
Amen. So the way we grew up.
Dakle, način kako mi odrastamo.
Many times it's a hindrance to worship.
Često to predstavlja jednu prepreku za proslavljanje.
Because you are taught from young, don't talk loud.
Zato što vas možda uče još kao dete da ne govorite preglasno.
Don't make a noise.
Nemoj stvarati buku.
You know, don't do these things.
Znaš, nemoj raditi sve to.
But we must remember we are not from here.
Ali moramo da se setimo da mi nismo odavde.
Your origin is from heaven.
Da vaše poreklo je sa neba.
And the prophet says, you know, heaven is a place where there's a constant worship.
A prorok je rekao da je nebo mjesto gdje se proslavljanje odvija neprestano.
The angels are constantly worshiping God.
Anđeli bez prestanka proslavljaju Boga.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, what happens when the word starts to get out? There's wise men crying, where is he, king of the Jews?
Dakle, šta se desilo dok su oni vikali, gdje je kralj Jevreja?
What happens?
Šta se desilo?
Herod heard these things.
Je čuo o tim stvarima.
And he was troubled.
I bio je uznemiren.
And all Jerusalem with him.
I ceo Jerusalim s njim se uznemirio.
Now why should the good news trouble people?
Zašto bi dobre vesti uznemiravale ljude?
Amen. And the Herod gathers all the chief priests.
A onda je Herod skupio sve visoke sveštenike, prvosveštenike.
And he said, tell me where would the king of the Jews be born?
I rekao je, molim vas, recite mi gdje treba da bude rođen kralj Jevreja.
And they said, Bethlehem.
I rekli su u Betlehemu.
Of Judea.
U Judeji.
This is written by the prophets.
Tako su zapisali proroci.
Amen. And then Herod privately called in the wise men.
A onda je Herod tajno pozvao te mudrace.
Amen. And then he sent them to Bethlehem.
I poslao ih je da idu u Betlehem.
So God used Herod to point them in the right direction.
Tako da je Bog koristio Heroda da ih usmeri na pravo na mesto.
But Herod was not sincere.
Ali Herod nije bio iskren.
He says, when you find him, come back to me.
I rekao je, kad ga pronađete, dođite nazad k meni.
Because I also want to go and worship him.
Jeli ja želim da idem da ga proslavim.
Amen, but he was never in his mind to worship God.
Ali na njegovom umu nikad nije bila namera da proslavi
his
Boga.
His purpose was to destroy that vessel that God was bringing on the earth.
Njegova svrha je bila da uništi posudu koju je Bog poslao na zemlju.
And so, what do? They leave and they go and they present themselves and they follow the star right to where Jesus was born.
I šta su oni uradili? Oni su otišli tamo da predstave sebe, tamo gdje ih je vodila zvezda, na mesto Isusovog rođenja.
Amen. And when they found him, what was their reaction?
I kada su ga pronašli, kako su reagovali?
Remember, these were important men.
Upamtite da su ovo bili važni ljudi.
Men of the society with a high standing.
Oni su bili u društvu na najvišim položajima.
And they carried gifts with them.
I poneli su sa sobom darove.
Gold, frankincense and myrrh.
To je bilo zlato, smirna i tamjan.
Amen. Amen. Now they had those gifts because those gifts were for a king.
Oni su nosili te darove, jer ti darovi su bili namijenjeni kralju.
And the prophet says in God always finds the gifts find their places.
A prorok je rekao u propovedi da Božji darovi uvijek nalaze svoja mjesta.
He says God guided the magis.
On je rekao da je Bog vodio te mudrace.
Because they had the right gifts.
Zato što su nosili pravu vrstu darova.
God guided these wise men.
Kaže da je Bog upravljao te mudrace.
Because they had the right identified gifts to identify his son.
Zato što su oni imali tačno takve darove koji će sina načiniti prepoznatljivim.
And he says it's the same today.
I on kaže isto tako i danas.
God guides his gifts.
Da Bog upravlja svoje darove.
Because the purpose of those gifts.
Jer svrha tih darova.
Are to identify the word of God.
Su bile da reč Božiju načine prepoznatljivu ljudima.
There will be a fivefold ministry.
Tako bit će petostruka služba.
And God will protect that ministry gifts.
I Bog će zaštititi tu službu darova.
Because those gifts are sent to identify him, the word to the people.
Zato što su ti darovi poslani da bi ljudima reč načinili prepoznatljivom.
Therefore it's not up to him that willeth or runneth.
Tako da nije to na onome koji se trudi ili koji trči, već sve je na Bogu koji daje milost.
Amen. So you know, if God cannot keep the fivefold ministry.
Dakle, ako Bog ne može da očuva petostruku službu.
How will he keep you?
Kako će onda očuvati tek vas?
Many people say I'm not going to church anymore.
Mnogi ljudi kažu pa ja neću više da idem u crkvu.
Because there's nowhere a place where I can find a minister on the word.
Zato što ne postoji više ni jedno mjesto na svijetu da mogu naći jednog propovjednika koji se drži reči.
God keep you? If there's no minister on the word, how can God keep you?
Ako ne postoji ni jedan propovjednik koji se drži reči, pa kako će onda Bog čuvati vas?
Amen. It is God's obligation to keep the ministering gifts because they point the word to the people.
Tako da je to Božja obaveza da sačuva te službe koje će usmjeriti ljude na reč.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So what does worship mean?
Dakle, šta znači reč proslavljanje?
What is the definition of worship?
Šta je definicija proslavljanja?
Webster says,
Webster kaže,
it's to honor.
To je da pokažete čast.
With extravagant.
Na ekstravagantni način.
Love.
To je ljubav također.
And extreme.
I to je nešto što je izrazito.
Submission.
Jedno izrazito podređenje.
Amen. That is the definition of worship.
Eto šta vam je definicija proslavljanja.
Extreme submission.
Jedno izrazito ekstremno podređenje.
Amen. To live for God.
Da biste tako živjeli za Boga.
Amen. We cannot change that principle.
I mi ne možemo promijeniti taj princip.
So what do we say?
Dakle šta mi kažemo?
Amen. We have to love and worship God.
Mi treba da volimo i proslavljamo Boga.
Because remember, worship is an expression of your love towards God.
Jel upamtite da je proslavljanje vaš lični izražaj svoje ljubavi prema Bogu.
Therefore, we should always examine our worship.
Tako da mi uvek treba da ispitamo svoj način proslavljanja.
And ask yourself, is my worship acceptable to God?
I pitajte sebe, da li je moje proslavljanje Bogu prihvatljivo?
Because remember, God can reject your worship.
Jer upamtite da Bog može odbaciti vaše proslavljanje.
Even if you're in the message, he can reject your worship.
Čak ako ste i u poruci, Bog može odbaciti vaše
if
proslavljanje.
If you come with your own ideas, God cannot receive your own ideas.
Ako dolazite sa svojim vlastitim idejama, Bog ne može prihvatiti vas sa takvim idejama.
When Cain and Abel came, why did God receive one and reject the other one?
Kada su došli Kain i Abel, zašto je Bog jednog prihvatio, drugog odbacio?
Because one came God's provided way.
Zato što je jedan došao Božijim određenim putem.
The other one came his own preconceived ideas.
A drugi je došao sa unapred osmišljenim idejama.
Therefore we should examine our worship and say, Lord, do I do it according to your word?
Tako da mi moramo ispitati naše proslavljanje i pitati se, Gospode, da li mi to radimo po reči.
Amen.
Amen.
So let's take an example, Paul and Silas.
Hajde da uzmemo jedan primjer Pavla i Sile.
They go, they preach.
Išli su da propovedaju.
The people were not happy with what they preach.
A ljudi nisu bili sretni zbog onoga što su čuli od njih.
Then they take them, they beat them many stripes, the Bible says.
I oni su ih uhvatili i istukli ih i mnogo rana su im ostavili na telu.
The governor says, place them in the inner jail, put them there in stocks.
A guverner je rekao, stavite ih tamo skroz u najdublji deo zatvora i tamo ih zaključajte.
So now they in jail.
Sada su oni u zatvoru.
They're in stocks, you know what stocks?
Stok. To su okovi. Okay, da stavite, okay. Stavite ih u te okove.
So you can't move really.
Tako ne možete da se krećete.
Now remember they were beaten.
Upamtite da su bili i pretučeni.
They're in stocks.
A nalaze se u okovima.
They're in the inner jail.
I nalaze se skroz unutra u najdubljem delu zatvora.
And they have not done anything to deserve that.
A nisu radili baš ništa da bi to zaslužili.
Now, what would you do in that circumstance?
Šta biste vi uradili u tim okolnostima?
First thing, maybe you'll feel sorry for yourself.
Možda biste prvo počeli samog sebe žaliti.
Saying, oh, why did this happen to me? Oh!
Oh, Gospode, što si dopustio da mi se ovo desi?
Complaining, murmuring, asking, why is all this calamity upon me?
Možda biste se žalili, tužili, pa zašto je sva ova nesreća došla na mene?
Sure.
Sigurno.
But Paul and Silas, the Bible says, at midnight.
Ali Biblija kaže da su Pavle i Sila u ponoć.
They started to sing worship songs to God.
Počeli su pevati pesme proslavljanja Boga.
Expressing their love in their current condition.
I oni su izražavali svoju ljubav u trenutnom stanju.
Amen. So worship is not based upon how you feel.
Tako da proslavljanje čak nema veze sa time kako se trenutno osjećate.
It's about a calling in your life to know I love God and I'm going to express it doesn't matter what.
Već to je jedan poziv u vašem životu kada vi ljubite Boga i kažete ja ću to izraziti bez obzira.
And when they start to do that,
i kada su počeli to da rade,
that pulled down the presence of God, an angel appeared.
To je dovelo Božiju prisutnost i pojavu anđela.
And the prison was shaken.
A ta prisutnost je prodrmala sve.
And all the doors opened by itself.
I da zatvori su se, vrata su se otvorila.
Amen. Right there in the middle of the conditions.
Bilo je to usred tog stanja u kome su bili.
And why did that happen? Because they never felt sorry for themselves.
A zašto se to desilo? Jer oni nikad sebe nisu sažaljevali.
But they understood the power of worship.
Već su oni shvatili koja je sila u proslavljanju.
Amen. Remember, if you need anything from God, you don't start by asking him what you want.
Upamtite da ako trebate nešto od Boga, nemojte početi to tako da mu nabrajate šta želite.
The only thing you do, you start to worship him and praise him and honor his mighty, wonderful name.
Jedino što treba da radite je da počnete da ga slavite i da ga poštujete i da veličate njegovo moćno ime.
Amen. And that is why it's so important, as we'll get to the scripture, but the Bible says you come with joy to the house of the Lord.
I zato je to tako važno i doći ćemo do tog dela pisma i Biblija kaže da dolazimo radosni u Božji dom.
Amen. Therefore it's important to have a place dedicated to the service of God.
Zato je važno da imate jedno mesto koje je posvećeno za Božje službe.
Because we are people that come together with a purpose to worship a living God.
Zato što smo mi ljudi koji imamo svrhu da se skupimo da bi proslavili živoga Boga.
Amen. So when we come into the door,
dakle, kada prolazimo na vrata,
what does God want us to do?
Šta Bog želi od nas?
He wants us to leave all our baggage outside.
On želi da sve, sav prtljag ostavimo napolju.
All our problems outside.
Sve probleme da ostavimo napolju.
Because you cannot worship God if the problem is in your mind.
Zato ne možete slaviti Boga ako imate problem u glavi.
You have to physically, when you come to the door of the church,
morate, kada dođete na vrata crkve,
you have to leave those things right there and say, I'm not taking in any problem, I'm coming here to worship and worship only.
Morate ostaviti to tamo napolju i reći, ja ne dolazim ni zbog jednog drugog razloga ovdje, dolazim samo radi proslavljanja.
If you don't do that, what happens?
Ako ne radite tako, šta će onda biti?
You will sit in church,
sedet ćete u crkvi,
thinking about tomorrow,
i mislit ćete o sutrašnjem danu.
The word will be preached,
reč će biti propovedana,
but you will be on another planet.
Ali vi ćete biti na drugoj planeti.
Amen? And that's the devil's job.
A to je upravo posao đavola.
His job is to keep your mind.
Njegov posao je da okupira vaš um.
Because he knows what will happen when you contact with that word.
Jer on zna šta će se desiti ako vi dođete u kontakt sa tom rečju.
You move into heavenly places.
Vi ćete biti podignuti u nebeska mesta.
You become a worshipper in spirit and in truth.
Postaćete štovatelj u duhu istine.
And you start to feel something inside of you move and stir the waters.
Počećete osjetiti nešto unutra kako se pokreće i kako uzburkava vode.
Amen, but while you're sitting there and you're thinking about, I must remember to do this tomorrow.
Ali dok vi sedite i kažete, a moram da uradim još ono sutra.
And you're working out all the problems in your head, looking at the minister.
I onda sve svoje probleme vrtite po glavi pa gledate u propovednika.
Remember the fact that you're in church does not mean you're in church.
Dakle, upamtite da to što ste došli u crkvu ne znači da ste još u crkvi.
The fact that your body is here does not mean you are here.
To što je vaše telo ovdje ne znači da ste vi ovdje.
Amen, and therefore we should have a conscience.
What?
We should have a conscience.
Mi bi trebali imati jednu svjesnost.
That when you walk into church, you must know first of all why am I here.
Da kada dođete u crkvu, da prvo razmislite o tome što sam ja ovdje.
And if the answer is I'm here to worship.
I ako je odgovor tu sam da bi proslavljao.
The next question is how should I worship?
A sljedeće pitanje je pa kako ću da proslavljam?
Amen. What should I do? What does God expect of me?
Šta ću da radim i šta je to što Bog očekuje od mene?
Oh, is God happy if I just come to church but I sleep half the service?
Da li je Bog sretan da kad ja dođem u crkvu a prespavam pola?
Because remember there's the devil is also in church.
Jer sjetite se da i đavo je isto došao u crkvu.
Yes, he comes to every service.
I on dolazi baš na svaku službu.
He sits there right next to you.
I on sjedne do vas.
And he looks at you.
I gleda u vas.
Yes.
Da, baš tačno.
And he calls his demons with him.
I on poziva njegove demone da budu s njim.
And when they see that there's some movement, there's a stir of the water.
I kada oni primete da se komeša voda.
They pull out the big fans and they start to fan you down that you can cool down again.
I oni uzimaju te velike, ajde da kažem, ventilatore i hlade vas tako da se vi oladite.
That's his purpose.
To mu je svrha.
Amen, but you have to learn and you have to have active things to do.
Ali vi morate učiti i morate naći aktivne stvari koje ćete raditi.
So let's say you start to feel sleepy.
Hajde recimo da se osjećate pospani.
You know how it feels to feel sleepy in church.
Da li znate kako to osjetiti se pospan u crkvi?
Well, I think the Croatian and the Serbian and the lovely people here, they don't sleep in church.
Ja mislim da Hrvati i Srbi i ovi predivni ljudi ovdje sigurno ne spavaju u crkvi.
But where we come from when it becomes hot and you know the pressure is there, you sit still, you're tired, all of a sudden your body starts to switch off.
Ali kad mi dolazimo, kad je vruće i umorni smo na službi, iznenada naše telo počinje da se gasi.
Amen, but God has sent us the word, the prophet, to give us some tools.
Ali Bog je poslao reč i proroka da nam da neke alate.
When the prophet prayed for somebody with heart trouble.
Kada se prorok molio za nekoga koji je imao srčane probleme.
He says, there's heart trouble there and that one, there's another one, because that demon is calling for help from that demon.
Kaže, ovaj srčani problem je tu i tamo ima drugi čovjek sa srčanim problemom, ali ovaj demon poziva onog demona.
So there's a spiritual movement right in the church, right there, a battle.
Tako da je u crkvi upravo tamo jedno duhovno pokretanje, jedna čitava bitka.
Therefore we must understand we are in a spiritual battle.
Tako da moramo shvatiti da se nalazimo usred duhovne bitke.
When you come to church, it's a battle.
Kada dolazite u crkvu, to je rat.
It is not a picnic, it is a real battle.
To nije nikakav piknik, već pravi rat.
And the devil will not sit back and say, oh, let them worship.
A đavo se neće povući nazad i reći, pa neka slave.
He will do everything to stop because he knows the power of worship.
On će uraditi sve da bi to zaustavio jer on zna šta je sila proslavljanja.
Amen. Amen. So what happens, he will make one of us tired.
Šta se onda dešava? On jednog od nas načini umornim.
So you are fine.
Da li ste dobro?
And the next moment you start to feel tired.
Prvo ste dobro kada dođete, a onda nakon malo vremena osjećate umor.
You know, you start to, we call it, you catch fish.
Mi to zovemo kao da si ulovljena riba.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, you go, but there's a problem. Now all of a sudden you are tired. If you become tired, look around you.
Dakle, tu je problem. Vi postanete umorni. Ali ako se tako osjećate, osvrnite se oko sebe.
The chance there's somebody close to you that's sleeping.
Jel ima verovatno da neko blizu vas spava.
Sure, is that true?
Da, sigurno je. Da li je to istina?
Because the devil will find one person that's very tired and he will make him sleep.
Zato što đavo nađe nekoga ko je stvarno umoran i on ga uspava.
Then remember as we said last night there's an atmosphere, there's an anointing.
I onda upamtite, rekli smo sinoć da se tamo nalazi jedna atmosfera, jedno pomazanje na tom čovjeku.
Then it starts to spread and it starts to spread.
A onda ta atmosfera počinje da se širi dalje.
And before you know it that corner there 5-6 of them is sleeping.
I onda izgleda da tamo u tom ćošku njih 5-6 već drema.
Amen. Not that you want to sleep but that power is such it's there and it starts to rub out on you.
Ne da vi želite da spavate, ali tamo je jedna sila koja radi na vama i koja vas prosto pritiska.
And that's where we have a duty.
I zato mi imamo dužnost.
When you start to feel that way, you should realize the battle is now heavy.
I kada ste shvatili konačno da je ta bitka vrlo teška.
There's something God wants to tell me and the devil is trying to hinder me from hearing what God wants to tell me.
To je trenutak kada Bog pokušava nešto da mi kaže, a đavo je tu koji pokušava da spreči da ja čujem ono što Bog ima za mene.
And remember, you are your brother's keeper.
I upamtite da ste vi čuvar svoga brata.
Amen. Not like Cain.
Ne kao Kain.
When God came to him and says, "Where's your brother Abel?"
A kada je Bog došao do Kaina, pitao ga je, "Gdje je tvoj brat Abel?"
He says, "I don't know, am I my brother's keeper?"
Rekao sam, ne, rekao je, "Nemam pojma, pa zar sam ja čuvar svoga brata?"
God expects of you to be your brother's keeper.
Znaš, Bog očekuje da ti budeš čuvar svoga brata.
Amen. So now let me explain to you.
Dobro, da vam sad to malo pojasnim.
So when your brother is sleeping.
Kada tvoj brat drema.
And you know, before I sleep, I must do something.
I znate, pre nego što ću zaspati, moram nešto da uradim.
Like when we were in the army.
Kada smo mi bili, recimo, u vojsci.
In our country it was compulsory.
U našoj zemlji to je bila vojna obaveza.
We had war to defend our borders and all kinds of things.
Imali smo rat i morali smo čak čuvati granice i sve ostalo.
So when you leave school, you have to go for 2 years to the army.
Dakle, kad završiš školu, moraš provesti u armiji 2 godine.
And you know, we sit like this.
Mi smo sedeli na ovaj način.
And the sergeant is here, he's giving us all talks and lectures and telling us things.
I narednik je stojao pred nama i davo nam je upute i usmeravao nas i sve ostalo.
And then one of the troops will fall asleep.
A onda jedan deo trupe je zaspao.
Then he just points to somebody.
I onda je on nekog prozvao.
They go and get a big water.
Uzeli su jednu kantu vode.
They come slowly.
I polako bi mu se šunjali.
And they pour it upon him.
Pljus na njega.
Amen. That's not the way we do it in church.
Mi tako ne radimo u crkvi.
Amen.
Amen.
So what you do is what you look at it carefully.
Dakle, šta vi radite? Vi pažljivo gledate.
And when God says something that is wonderful, that is true.
I kada Bog kaže nešto predivno i nešto što je istinito.
You just give a big amen.
Vi onda kažete jedno veliko amen.
Because what you're doing by amening,
jer šta vi to radite kada amenujete?
You also just break that spirit of Satan trying to let your brother sleep.
Vi lomite taj duh koji pokušava da uspava vašeg brata.
Amen. So you're just helping him.
Tako vi njemu pomažete time.
So it's a small little thing to remember. If your brother sleep, just say amen.
Dakle, to je jedna mala stvar koju treba da upamtimo, da kada tako amen kažemo.
Your brother will wake up, you will be excited and he will be excited because he missed something.
Da će, kad se brat probudi, on će biti uzbuđen i vi ćete biti uzbuđeni, a on zbog toga što je nešto propustio.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's try together. Let's say amen.
Ajde svi zajedno. Amen.
No, 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 let's do better.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Doesn't that feel better?
Zar se ne osjećate odmah bolje?
That's what I mean.
To je ono što sam ja mislio.
To get excited to worship God.
Da budemo uzbuđeni kada proslavljamo Boga.
To say, Lord, I love you.
Da izrazimo to, Gospode, ja te volim.
Amen.
Amen.
And it gets the blood to flow.
I onda to pokrene krv.
That's why it's important. That's why we can express. It is to help you. It's to keep you there, to keep you in contact with the minister, the gospel.
To je važno zbog čega mi to treba da izrazimo. Jel to vas drži da budete u stanju da izrazite sebe i da budete u kontaktu sa propovednikom.
Amen. It's not about the noise.
Nije u pitanju buka.
It's about the expression.
Već vi izražavate to.
It's about from the heart.
To vama izlazi iz srca.
Because remember when you say amen, what are you saying? You're saying this is true.
Jer šta vi kažete kada kažete amen? Vi kažete to je istina.
Therefore God expects of us to express it.
Tako da Bog očekuje od nas da mi te stvari izrazimo.
You have to open your mouth.
Morate otvarati usta.
And you have to say amen.
I morate reći amen.
You have to do that.
Morate raditi te stvari.
Even if it's against your tradition.
Čak ako je to nasuprot vaše tradicije.
Against the way you were brought up.
Ako je nasuprot vašeg odgoja.
You have to break those things and say, I'm going to say amen to the word and I want God, I want to express it.
Morate se probiti kroz te stvari i rečite, ja želim reći amen i želim izraziti to Bogu.
Amen. It is something beautiful that the devil sometimes robs us with.
Dakle, to su predivne stvari koje đavo želi da nam ukrade.
Amen. Psalms 100 verse 1.
Psalm 100
says,
stih 1.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Kaže napravite radosnu buku Gospodu.
Amen. Verse 2 says serve the Lord with gladness.
Drugi stih kaže služite dragovoljno Gospoda.
Amen. So worship is a sense of praise and adoration.
Dakle proslavljanje je kada vi veličate i obožavate.
It is an expression of your love towards God.
To je vaš izražaj ljubavi prema Bogu.
Amen.
Amen.
It is something we do to honor his name.
Dakle, to je nešto što mi radimo u čast njegovog imena.
Our songs are not there to create our gladness.
Naše pesme koje pevamo nisu te tu da bi stvorile jednu dražesnost oko nas.
But it's there to express.
Već tu su da bi nešto izrazile.
Amen. Verse 4. Psalms 100 verse 4 say, enter his gates with thanksgiving.
Stih 4 kaže, uđite na njegove kapije sa zahvalnošću.
And his courts with praise.
I u njegov dvor sa slavljenjem.
So you should come in with thanksgiving.
Tako dolazite sa zahvalnošću.
That's why I say for us, if you come in with all your baggage,
tako da kada vi dolazite sa svim svojim prtljagom,
what will you achieve?
Šta ćete postići?
When I remember when we just got saved.
Sećam se kada smo tek postali spaseni.
You know, you read the message, three kinds of believers.
Čitali smo propoved tri vrste vernika.
Amen, you know that message.
Znate tu propoved.
A make believer, a true believer and an unbeliever.
Vernik, takozvani vernik i nevernik.
So you come, you start to look at people.
Vi dolazite i počnete da gledate u ljude.
And you say, my, I think that's a believer.
I kažete, mislim da je taj vernik.
And I think that's a make believer.
A ovaj mora da je takozvani vernik.
And I think that's an unbeliever.
A ovaj je sigurno nevernik.
And you try and identify these things by your own mind, by your own things, by your own ruler.
I vi pokušavate te stvari prepoznati svojim vlastitim umom na svojim vlastitim načinom shvatanja.
Amen, but very soon God starts to teach you, you are not, you don't know who is who.
Ali brzo Bog počinje da vas uči da vi u stvari i ne znate ko je tu ko.
You will never know who's the true believer, make believer and unbeliever. It's not for you to know.
I nikada nećete znati ko je tu pravi vernik, nevernik i takozvani vernik, jer nije to na vama da to znate.
And people are placed amongst you for a reason and a purpose.
A ljudi dolaze među vas sa razlogom i svrhom.
Amen. Judas had a work to do.
I Juda je imao posao koji treba obaviti.
Is that true?
Je li to istina?
Jesus knew when he called him he was going to deceive him.
Isus je znao čak kad ga je pozivao da je on taj koji će ga prevariti.
Or did he make a mistake?
I da li on pogrešio?
No, he knew he called him for that purpose.
Ne, on je tačno znao i zbog toga je ga je i pozvao.
But Jesus never treated him different than all the other disciples.
Ali Isus se prema njemu nije odnosio nikada drugačije nego prema ostalim apostolima.
He loved him like he loved them all.
Voleo je njega kao i sve ostale.
He never humiliated him, he never did anything against him.
Nikad ga nije ponizio niti uradio bilo šta protiv njega.
And that should be our attitude, just to live for God, not for us to determine who's who.
I to je kako bi mi trebali da se odnosimo prema tome, ne da mi odlučujemo ko je ko, ne, već da živimo za Boga.
Amen. Remember, you are not God.
Upamtite da vi niste Bog.
You are not allowed to judge.
Vama nije dopušteno da sudite.
God is our judge.
Bog je naš sudija.
Amen. Because I mean, to judge is not an easy thing.
Znate, doneti sud nije baš lako.
When somebody's life is in your hand.
Kada je nečiji život u tvojim rukama.
It becomes a serious condition.
A to postaje veoma ozbiljna stvar.
Amen. For you to condemn somebody to death.
Jel ti osuđuješ nekog na smrt?
It becomes a serious condition.
To je veoma ozbiljna situacija.
Therefore our purpose should rather be Lord save us all.
Tako naša svrha je da kažemo Gospode pa spasi nas sve.
Amen. Let me be of benefit to somebody.
Daj da budem nekome na korist.
Amen. So when we come into his gate we should come with thanksgiving.
Dakle kada prolazimo kroz njegova vrata mi dolazimo sa zahvalnošću.
Amen. Meaning we thank God for what he has done.
U stvari što znači da mi zahvaljujemo Bogu za ono što je već uradio.
And we have got many things to be thankful for.
A ima jako puno stvari radi koga bi trebali biti
Amen.
Zahvalni.
So what is that? It is a praise anticipate what is to come.
I šta je to? To je proslavljanje i iščekivanje stvari koje treba da dođu.
Praise precedes worship.
Proslavljanje je pred štovanje.
So praise is a way to enter into worship.
Dakle, kada vi hvalite Boga, na taj način ulazite u proslavljanje.
Amen. So praise is a vehicle, if we call it that, into God's presence.
Dakle, hvaljenje je na neki način kao vozilo koje vas uvodi u Božju prisutnost.
Amen. So when we praise God, then we start to get into the presence of God, and once we're in the presence of God, then we worship God.
Dakle, kada mi hvalimo Boga, to nas donosi u Božju prisutnost, a kada smo u Božjoj prisutnosti, tada počinjemo da proslavljamo Boga.
Amen. And we have to understand that is our calling.
I mi treba da razumemo da je to naš poziv.
The Father seek of such to worship in spirit and in truth.
Otac traži takve koji će ga slaviti u duhu istine.
So doubt has got no victory.
Dakle, u sumnji nema nimalo pobede.
Amen. No victory. All your problems you can bring cannot help you to worship God in any way.
I ako donesete sve svoje probleme, to vam nikada neće pomoći da proslavite Boga.
Self-pity doesn't have victory.
Samosažaljenje u sebi nema nimalo pobede.
So you come to church feeling sorry for yourself, you are losing.
Tako ako dolazite u crkvu i imate svoje sažaljenje, vi gubite.
To feel sorry for yourself, you're coming to worship God.
Vi ne dolazite u crkvu da bi žalili sebe, već da proslavljate Boga.
It's not about you, it's about God.
Nema to veze sa vama više, to je sada Bog.
All you need to do is to get into the presence of God.
Sve što vi treba da učinite je da uđete u Božju prisutnost.
And then when you're in his presence, he takes all your problems, he handles everything for you, but you must get into his presence.
Ali kad ste već onda došli u njegovu prisutnost, onda se on brine za sve vaše probleme, sve sređuje, ali važno je samo doći u njegovu prisutnost.
So our hindrance is we want to praise him when it's going well with us.
Dakle, ono što nas sprečava je da mi želimo njega proslavljati kada nam ide sve kako treba.
Praise doesn't care if the sun is shining or if it's stormy.
Proslavljanje nije briga da li je napolju sunce ili nevreme.
Therefore when you come to church and you've come with the right attitude understanding your role.
I kada vi dolazite u crkvu, vi morate doći sa ispravnim odnosom prema tome i da znate šta je vaš zadatak.
So when you come to church, why do you come?
Dakle, kada dolazite u crkvu, zbog čega dolazite?
You come to meet with God.
Dolazite da bi se sreli s Bogom.
You come to hear from God.
Dolazite da biste čuli od Boga.
You come to get into the presence of God.
Dolazite da bi ušli u Božju prisutnost.
So our main focus should be to create the right atmosphere.
Dakle, naš glavni fokus ovdje je da bi stvorili ispravnu atmosferu.
Because when the atmosphere gets right, then God moves into our presence.
Zato što kada je ispravna atmosfera, onda Bog se pokreće u tu atmosferu.
Amen. When Jehoshaphat was in trouble,
kada je Josafat bio u nevolji,
all the enemies came together to come and fight him.
Svi neprijatelji su se skupili da bi ga napali.
What do they do? They start to come together. He called all the nation together and say, "Let's start to worship God."
Šta je on uradio? Skupio je celu naciju zajedno i rekao je: "Hajde da počnemo da proslavljamo Boga."
And as they start to worship, where do they start? They first start. You don't come and say, "Lord, I need ABC."
Kada, zašto su oni počeli da ga proslavljaju? Vi kad dolazite da ga proslavljate, vi ne kažete: "Gospode, meni treba abeceda."
Therefore, we must realize it's not about us, it's about God.
Dakle, moramo shvatiti da to nema veze s nama, već je u pitanju Bog.
So he starts by telling God how great he is.
Tako, Josafat je počeo tako što je počeo govoriti Bogu kako je on velik.
How wonderful, how kind, how generous, how powerful he is.
Kako je predivan, kako je, kako dragovoljno daje, kako je moćan, kako je super.
And that's what God wants to hear. He wants to hear you testify the word back to him.
I to je ono što Bog želi da čuje. Bog želi da čuje kako vi ispovedate reč njemu uši.
Not coming telling him, you know, Lord, I'm in trouble, I'm this, I'm that. No, you start by worshiping him, telling him how great he is.
Ne tako da dođete: "Gospode, imam ovu nevolju i ovu nevolju i ovaj pritisak." Ne, već because dođete that, da mu kažete kako je on velik.
What are you doing? You are telling God, my problem is nothing. I'm not even considering my problem.
Ulazite pred Boga i kažete: "Moji problemi su ništa.
Čak mi
se ne, i ne obraćam na te probleme. Ja sam došao isključivo radi proslavljenja."
Amen. God will take care of your problem.
Bog će se tada brinuti za vaše probleme.
God is aware of your situation.
Zato što Bog veoma dobro poznaje tvoju situaciju.
But we have to come with the first thing first, and that is to worship and honor and praise and love him.
Ali najprije iznad svega mi trebamo doći da bi proslavljali i pokazali svoje poštovanje i ljubav prema njemu.
So once they've done that, God comes back.
Jednom kada to uradite, Bog onda se vraća nazad.
And he says, "This is not your battle, this is my battle."
I onda on kad je on to uradio, onda je Bog se vratio, došao na scenu i rekao je: "Ova bitka nije tvoja, ovo je moj rat."
And remember, this battle is not yours, it is God's.
I upamtite da i vaša bitka nije vaša, već Božija.
Amen. It's not yours.
Ne pripada vama ta bitka.
The battle started thousands of years back.
Jer bitka je počela hiljadama godina ranije.
Between God and Satan.
Ta bitka je počela između Boga i Satane.
And God places his children in his own garden.
A onda Bog postavlja svoju decu u svoj vlastiti vrt.
And Satan comes into God's garden.
A Satana dolazi u Božji vrt.
And he deceives God's children.
I onda vara Božju decu.
Amen. And they fall in sin.
I onda su oni pali u greh.
And now God has given Satan a chance to create his garden.
I sada je Bog dao Satani priliku da on stvori svoj vlastiti vrt.
So we are living in Satan's Eden.
Tako da mi sad živimo u Satoninom Edenu.
And now God places his children in Satan's garden.
I sada Bog svoju decu stavlja u Satanin vrt.
And he said to Satan, "You can go and try them, but this time they will not fall."
I rekao je: "Satano, ti možeš ih da iskušavaš, ali ovog puta oni neće pasti."
Therefore, if it's not by the grace of God, you will have been gone in the world a long time ago.
Tako da nema Božje milosti, vi bi već odavno završili u svetu.
Amen. So don't get scared when people leave the message.
Dakle, nemojte se bojati kada ljudi ostavljaju poruku.
No, it's got nothing to do.
Ne, to nema nikakve veze.
You have to just find your own purpose and reason and say, "Lord, keep me true to my calling."
Ti moraš naći svoju svrhu i razloge i reći: "Gospode, drži me vernim tvom pozivu."
Amen. Therefore, there's a promise that God said to Satan, "Make this furnace 7 times hotter."
Zato je tu Bog rekao Satani: "Ajde, ugrej ovu peć još 7 puta da bude vrelija."
To live this message in this time is a miracle.
Živeti po poruci u ovom vremenu je pravo čudo.
Amen. We have walked the streets of Croatia.
Hodali smo ulicama Hrvatske.
For the last 2-3 days.
Sad zadnja 2-3 dana.
And we have not seen one lady with a skirt.
I nismo vidjeli ni jednu damu u suknji.
Not one.
Baš ni jednu.
But every time we see somebody with a skirt, we say there's a believer.
Čim smo vidjeli neku suknju, rekli smo: "Eno vernice."
Amen. Let's say praise God.
Recimo slava
Amen.
Bogu.
Amen. Hallelujah. So it's an identification.
Dakle, to je prepoznavanje.
Your life that you live is a worship to God.
Život koji živiš je život proslavljanja Boga.
The way you dress is a worship to God.
Način kako se odevaš je proslavljanje Boga.
Amen. The way you work, your life, the way you do things is a worship to God.
Način na koji radiš i obavljaš stvari u životu je u stvari način proslavljanja Boga.
Amen. The Bible says one day Jesus walked.
Biblija je rekla da je Isus jednom išao.
And 10 lepers stood far off.
I iz daljine je bilo 10 gubavaca.
And they cried.
I počeli su da viču.
They said, Master,
rekli su gospodaru,
have mercy on us.
Smiluj se na nas.
Now, it is the same word that Peter used when Jesus told him to cast the net on the other side.
To je ista reč koju je Petar koristio kad je rekao gospodaru, hajde da bacimo mrežu na drugu stranu čamca.
That word master means chief commander.
Ta reč gospodaru znači vrhovni komandant.
Amen. So they had an understanding that he was in control of everything.
Dakle, moramo razumeti da je on imao kontrolu nad svim stvarima.
And when Jesus saw them,
i kada je Isus njih video,
he said unto them,
rekao im je,
go show yourself unto the priest.
Idite i pokažite se svešteniku.
Amen. Amen. Now, he hasn't healed them.
On ih nije izlečio.
He didn't do anything.
Nije uradio baš ništa.
All he said, go show yourself to the priest.
Samo je rekao, idite i pokažite se svešteniku.
Amen. And that is what God wants of us, our reaction.
I to je ono što Bog očekuje od nas, našu reakciju.
Upon what he says.
Na osnovu onoga što je on rekao.
Amen. Many times when God says something, we want to first see the results.
Mnogo puta kada Bog nešto kaže, mi pre toga želimo vidjeti rezultat.
If God heals me, I'll come in church, I'll worship.
Ako me Bog isceli, dolazit ću u crkvu i proslavljat ću.
No, it's the wrong way around.
Ne, to je pogrešan način.
When God says, I am your healer.
Kada Bog kaže, ja sam tvoj iscelitelj.
Your immediate reaction said, thank you, Lord, for being my healer.
Reakcija je odmah, hvala ti gospode, aleluja.
What are you doing? You're expressing that you believe what he's saying.
Šta radiš? Ti izražavaš veru u ono što je on rekao.
Amen. God doesn't want us to come, once he has done something, then come and worship him.
Bog ne želi da, kada on nešto kaže i uradi nešto, da mi onda dođemo da ga slavimo.
But he gave them a commandment, go and show your yourself to the priest.
Već on im je samo zapovedio i rekao idite i pokažite se svešteniku.
Amen. They had to be willing to believe.
Oni su morali biti voljni da veruju.
The Bible says and it came to pass.
I Biblija kaže i desilo se.
As they went.
Da dok su išli.
They were cleaned.
Da su se očistili.
Amen. Not when he said it.
Nekad je on rekao.
But after they obeyed his words.
Već nakon što su se podredili njegovim rečima.
Because for them to turn around and go to the priest, because you can only go to the priest once you are clean.
Jer za njih je bilo to ovako, okrenuti se ići ka svešteniku bi značilo da možeš ići svešteniku samo u slučaju da si čist.
But when he says go and show, they immediately accepted, they turned and they went as if they were already healed.
Ali kad je on rekao idite i pokažite se, oni su to prihvatili odmah tako kao da su već bili isceljeni.
Amen. So their action.
Tako njihov postupak
produced the result.
Je proizveo rezultat.
Amen. And that's where the power lies for a believer.
I tu leži sila za jednog vernika.
Therefore, when you come, we all has got many problems.
Svi mi imamo mnogo problema.
We are surrounded by problems.
Mi smo u stvari okruženi problemima.
I mean, sometimes we are buried. Our problems are so huge.
Nekad su ti problemi tako veliki da smo skoro sahranjeni njima.
But God wants us to leave those things behind.
Ali Bog želi da mi te stvari ostavimo iza sebe.
Like I said, when you come to church and Satan starts to place a thought in your mind.
Kao što sam rekao, kada dođete u crkvu, a Satana vam ubaci neku misao u um.
You have to do something.
Vi morate uraditi nešto.
When he places the first, sometimes you can sit in church and think evil thoughts.
Ponekad možete sedeti u crkvi i čak imati zle misli.
It's not your thoughts, it's the enemy's thoughts.
Nisu to vaše misli, to su misli neprijatelja.
But we should learn to have an action.
Mi moramo naučiti kako da postupimo.
When the thought come, focus on the word, find something beautiful and say amen.
Kada dođe takva misao, vi se samo fokusirajte na reč, nađite nešto lepo u reči i recite amen.
Remember when we come to church.
Upamtite kada dolazimo u crkvu.
We're not coming to hear a good sermon.
Mi ne, u stvari ne dolazimo da čujemo dobru propoved.
We're not coming to say, my, I hope brother Hannes can preach tonight.
O, ne dolazimo zbog toga da kažemo, moj Bože, brat Hannes će večeras propovedati.
Amen. No, no, you are coming with me, we are coming together.
Mi, vi dolazite sa mnom, mi dolazimo zajedno u crkvu.
Because we are the performers.
Zato što mi smo oni koji obavljamo to.
God is the guest of honor.
A Bog je taj počastvani gost.
Amen. So I am doing my job. I'm preaching my heart out. I'm trying to tell you the word of God.
Dakle, ja radim samo svoj posao. Ja propovedam svoje srce i želim vam predstaviti Božju reč.
So who is in this building?
Dakle, ko je u ovoj zgradi?
There's angels.
Tu su anđeli.
There's God.
I tu je Bog.
They are here.
Oni jesu ovde.
If you could see your spiritual eye, you will see a balcony there. Ne.
Ako biste svojim imali duhovne oči, vidjeli biste jedan balkon ovde.
Amen. And God and his angels, they gather where the word is preached.
A Bog sa svojim anđelima dolazi tamo gde se propoveda reč.
And remember, they are the guest of honor.
I upamtite da su oni počasni gosti.
So, God looks at the preacher.
Tako da Bog gleda u propovednika.
He says, I am the God that heals all your diseases.
Ja, i propovednik kaže, ja sam Bog koji lečim sve tvoje bolesti.
Amen. So the angel says, my, that's true.
Anđeli kažu, Bože moj, to je istina.
And they, now the preacher has said it.
Dakle, propovednik je to izgovorio.
So the balcony, now the focus changed from the preacher to the audience.
A sada balkon više ne gleda na propovednika, već gleda na slušateljstvo.
Now God and the angels are looking at you.
A sada Bog i anđeli gledaju tebe.
Amen.
Amen.
So the preacher is excited because he's under that anointing.
Dakle, propovednik bude uzbuđen zato što je pomazan.
And the church is sleeping.
A crkva.
Now the angels and God looks at you.
Sada anđeli i Bog gledaju na vas.
And what is the impression?
I kakav je utisak?
What is the message you are sending out to the invisible audience?
Kako vi to poruku šaljete tom nevidljivom slušateljstvu?
Amen. It is maybe a disappointment.
Možda je to razočaravajuća stvar.
The angels can say, but Lord, that child is not very excited about your word.
Anđeli kažu, ali Gospode, ovo tvoje dete nije baš nešto radosno zbog tvoje reči.
Amen. Therefore we are together.
Zbog toga mi smo zajedno.
God is the guest.
A Bog je gost.
And we are not trying to impress one another.
I mi ne pokušavamo impresionirati jedan drugog.
We want to enter into the presence of God.
Mi želimo ući u Božju prisutnost.
Amen. Therefore our action and the reactions is all an indication.
Dakle, naše akcije, reakcije, sve je to jedna indikacija.
Amen. We have to acknowledge.
Mi moramo to priznati.
We have to amen.
Moramo amenovati to.
We have to raise our hand now and then.
Moramo podići ruke.
If you're shy, you can do this.
Ako si stidljiv, uradiš
it's
ovako.
Right. There's no problem. If you're shy, you can say amen.
Nema problema. Ako si stidljiv, reci
God
ovako,
amen. God understands.
Bog će vas razumeti.
And if you're very excited, you can say amen.
Ako si uzbuđen, onda reci ovako.
And God understands that.
I Bog i to razume.
It is about you as an individual expressing to God, not to the preacher, not to your neighbor, but to God.
To je ono što vi izražavate Bogu, ne svom susedu i ne propovedniku, već Bogu.
Amen. So as they go, the Bible says they were clean, cleansed.
I Biblija kaže kako su išli, bili su očišćeni.
And one of them, when he saw he was healed,
a jedan od njih, kad je video da je izlečen,
turned back.
Okrenuo se nazad.
10 is healed, one turned back.
10 se izlečilo, ali jedan se je vratio nazad.
And the Bible says, and with a loud voice glorified God.
I Biblija kaže da je glasno proslavljao Boga.
Amen. So to amen is biblical.
Dakle, amen je biblijska stvar.
It's a principle.
To je čak princip.
To express, because this man had a disease which separated him from all his loved ones.
Zato što je ovaj čovjek imao takvu bolest koja ga je odvojila od svih voljenih.
And we know that leprosy is a type of sin.
I mi znamo da je guba u stvari predstavlja tip greha.
Therefore, when God forgives your sin, it's an expression to love him, to say, Lord, I love you.
Tako kada vam Bog oprašta grehe, tu treba da bude jedan izražaj koji kaže, Gospode, ja te volim.
He came back and he fell down at the on his face at the feet of Jesus.
On se vratio nazad i licem je pao na Isusove noge.
Giving thanks.
Zahvaljujući.
And he was a Samaritan.
I bio je Samarijanin.
Amen.
Amen.
Which means,
što bi značilo,
the Hebrews,
Jevreji.
They were so righteous.
Bili su toliko pravedni.
They just marched right onto the preach.
Išli su
the priest.
Išli su, marširali su do sveštenika.
But this sinner,
ali ovaj grešnik,
he turned back.
On se vratio nazad.
With a loud voice.
Glasno vičući.
Thanking God for his healing.
Hvaleći Boga za iscelenje.
And Jesus answered and said,
a Isus je odgovorio rekavši,
were they not 10 cleansed?
Zar nije njih 10 bilo
where
očišćeno?
Where is the other 9?
Pa gde je preostalih 9?
They are not found that return to give glory to God.
Oni se nisu vratili da daju slavu Bogu.
Say the stranger.
Osim ovog stranca.
And he said to him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole.
I on je rekao, ustani, idi svojim putem, jer vera tvoja te je ozdravila.
So what's the difference?
Kakva razlika?
10 were healed naturally.
10 njih je bilo prirodno izlečeno.
One was healed spiritually.
Ali jedan je bio duhovno izlečen.
Because he turned back.
Zato što se vratio nazad.
And he came and he worshipped God.
I došao je da proslavlja Boga.
And his words was thy faith.
A reči su bile tvoja vera.
Has made thee whole.
Je ono što te je ozdravilo.
Amen.
Amen.
Too often we are content to enjoy the gift.
Često mi uživamo u daru.
But we forget the giver.
Ali zaboravimo na darodavca.
We are quick to pray and ask.
Mi smo brzi na tome da se molimo i da tražimo.
But we are slow.
Ali smo vrlo spori
to praise.
Da proslavljamo.
We should change our attitude.
Moramo promijeniti svoj odnos prema tome.
We should be quick to praise.
Moramo biti brzi na slavljenju.
Quick to worship.
Brzi na veličanju.
Raise our hands and get into the spirit and ask God and thanking him for his greatness.
Podignite ruke, uđite u duh i zahvalite Bogu za njegovu veličinu.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me go to the last scripture.
Idem sada do posljednjeg citata.
Amen.
Amen.
Deuteronomy 28:47.
To je četvrta knjiga Mojsijeva. 28:47.
Deuteronomy 28, chapter 28, 20, verse 47.
28, stih 27. 28:27.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a warning to us as believers.
Ovo je samo jedno upozorenje nama vernicima.
Amen.
Amen.
He says, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for abundance of all things.
Oh, sorry. I just... Sorry. 28:27. Sorry. 28:27.
Don't worry, bro.
Okay.
Chapter 28,
okay.
Verse
47. 47. Mm-hmm. 47. Ja sam pogrešio. Okay. Oprostite. Znači... Peta Mojsijeva 28:47.
You found it.
I hope so.
Okay. Can I continue?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen to what the word says.
Slušajte kako kaže reč.
Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness.
Pošto nisi Gospodu svome Bogu služio veselog i radosnog srca,
and with gladness of heart,
i radosnog srca,
for the abundance of all things,
zbog izobilja svega,
therefore shall thou serve thine enemies,
služit ćeš svojim neprijateljima,
which the Lord shall send against thee,
koje će Gospod poslati na tebe,
in hunger and in thirst,
u gladi i žeđi,
and in nakedness and in want of all things,
u golotinji i u svemu oskudevajući,
and he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck,
i on će ti na vrat navaliti gvozdeni jaram
until you have destroyed thee.
Dok te ne zatre.
Amen.
Amen.
So the principle is we should serve with joy.
Dakle, princip je da moramo služiti radosno.
With gladness.
Da nam to bude drago.
So when we come to church,
dakle, kada dolazimo u crkvu,
we must know we come to worship.
Mi znamo da trebamo doći da proslavljamo.
So imagine if God stands there and you are coming to worship him.
I zamislite samo da Bog tamo stoji i vi dolazite da ga proslavite.
And you come and you cannot do it.
A vi dođete tako da to čak ne možete uraditi.
How will you ever get close to God?
Kako ćete tako ikada se približiti Bogu?
How will you ever get in contact with him?
Kako ćete ikada doći na taj način s njim u kontakt?
You know, it's a principle to understand when we come.
Znate, to je princip da shvatite da kada dolazite,
when we get to the door,
kada dolazimo na vrata,
you physically take your problems.
Vi fizički uzmite svoje probleme.
And you put the bag right at the door.
I taj prtljag ostavite tamo kraj vrata.
And when you walk through that door.
I kada prođete na vrata,
you walk in as if you have no problem.
Uđite tu kao da nemate niti jedan problem.
Amen. Amen. Because you are now coming in the presence of your God.
Zato što vi sada dolazite u prisustvo
svoga Boga. The most powerful God.
To je najsilniji
the
Bog.
The almighty one.
Svemogući.
The creator of heaven and earth.
Koji je stvorio i nebo i zemlju.
Amen. How can you have your problems when he is here and he's the master of everything?
Kako možete imati probleme kad je on stvoritelj svega i gospodar nad svime?
Amen. So because the devil then comes to you as you sit there and he starts to bring those things into your mind.
Zato što đavo dolazi čim sednete da vas podsjeća na sve te stvari.
And then you must have that ability when he comes with that thought, reject it.
I onda morate biti u stanju da kada on dođe s tim mislima da ih odbacite.
Rebuke him.
Ukorite ga.
Say, Satan, get behind me.
Recite, Sotono, idi od mene.
You have to start to act that way.
Morate početi tako da postupate.
Because remember, we are not immune to him coming with those thoughts.
Upamtite da mi nismo imuni ljudi na te misli.
But we have got spiritual weapons.
Već mi imamo duhovno oružje.
Where we can fight this battle with.
Sa čime mi možemo voditi ovu bitku.
Amen, and we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ our Lord.
A mi smo više nego pobednici kod Isusa Hrista,
Amen.
Naše gospoda.
That's all we need to do.
To je sve što treba da radimo.
That woman with the blood issue.
Ta žena što imala tečenje krvlji.
She spent all her money.
Potrošila je sav novac.
She went to every doctor.
Otišla je ka svakom lekaru.
She went to the extremes.
Otišla je do krajnjih granica.
But one day she came close to Jesus.
Ali jednom se približila Isusu.
And she realized this is my chance.
I ona je shvatila, evo moje šanse.
All I need to do is to touch the hem of his garment.
Samo da dotaknem skut njegove haljine.
I mean, there was nothing in the garment.
Nije bilo ničega posebnog u haljinama.
But her faith when she touched the hem.
Već ta vera ako dotaknem samo skut.
Her faith pulled the virtue right from him.
A njena vera je iz njega povukla
and
silu.
He stopped.
I to je stalo.
He turned.
On se okrenuo.
And he says, who touched me?
I pitao je, ko me je dotakao?
And Peter and him said, Lord, everybody's touching you, everybody's pulling you.
Ali i Peter je rekao, pa svi te pipaju, svi te gurkaju.
He says, no, there was one touching me in a different way.
Rekao je, ne, ali neko me je drugačije dotakao.
Amen. And he turned. What was he looking for? She was hiding. She was scared in the crowd.
A on se okrenuo i tražio, a šta je tražio? A ona se uplašila i krila se negdje u masi.
And he just went over the crowd like this.
I on je skenirao masu.
And he says, there she's.
I rekao je, aha, evo je.
He saw that that left him right inside of her.
On je osjetio to povlačenje iz nje.
Amen. And that's the same when you come to church, you can touch him.
Isto je tako i sa vama. Vi njega možete dotaći.
You can draw from him anything that you want.
Vi možete iz njega povući sve što
God
vam treba.
God has never changed.
Bog se nikad nije promenuo.
He is the same yesterday, today and forever.
On je isti juče, danas i zauvek.
It is not God's problem that you come in empty and you go out empty.
Nije Božji problem to što ti dođeš prazan pa izađeš prazan.
God is still the same. He can still supply everything that you ever need.
I dalje isti, on može obezbediti sve vaše potrebe koje su vam ikada potrebne.
But it's because we come the wrong way.
Ali to je zbog toga što dolazimo pogrešno.
Amen. If you come the right way,
ako dođete na pravi način,
all things are possible.
Sve moguće.
All things are possible.
Sve moguće. Aleluja.
It is the unchanging God.
To je nepromenjivi Bog.
Therefore, I am a firm believer.
Zbog toga ja sam jedan čvrst vernik.
That you must know who you are.
Da vi morate znati ko ste.
You must know why you are here.
Morate znati zašto ste ovdje.
You are only here to worship God.
Vi ste samo zbog toga tu da bi slavili Boga.
You're not here to talk about other people.
Niste tu da bi pričali o drugima.
You're not here to worry about other churches.
Niste tu da brinete o drugim crkvama.
Amen. You're not here to get everybody to believe like you believe.
Niste tu da bi ubedili da svako mora vjerovati kao i vi.
You are here to worship God.
Vi ste tu da proslavljate Boga.
Amen. And when you worship God, then you can be of benefit to God.
A kada vi proslavljate Boga, vi onda možete biti na korist Bogu.
Amen. We have to be there as vessels.
Mi moramo biti tu kao posude.
That God can use us.
Da Bog može nas da koristi.
Sometimes we feel low.
Ponekad se osjećamo jadno.
You know how it feels to feel low.
Znate što znači biti jadan?
Maybe the Croatians are always on top of the mountain.
Možda su Hrvati uvek negde visoko.
But where I come from, sometimes after the mountain you go into a deep valley.
Ali nekad kad spustite se sa planine, odete jako duboko u dolinu.
Amen.
Amen.
And you start to feel sorry for yourself.
I onda počinjete sebe sažaljevati.
You start to moan and groan.
Počinjete da mrmljate, da gunđate.
Wonder what, where's God?
Pitam li se, gdje je Bog?
Remember the same God on the mountain is the same God in the valley.
Upamtite da isti Bog na vrhu planine i onaj koji je u dnu doline.
God is not driven by how you feel.
Bog nije pod uticajem toga kako se vi osjećate.
Sometimes you feel that way for a reason.
Ponekad se tako kolebljivo osjećate sa razlogom.
Amen. In closing, one day the prophet.
Na kraju da kažem, jednom je prorok bio je u svojoj sobi i spremao se za propoved.
And all of a sudden a feeling comes over him that he feels low.
I iznenada da na njega je došlo jedno osjećanje da se osjećao jako bedno, jadno.
He even starts to cry.
Čak je počeo i da plače.
And Billy Paul comes and says, "What's wrong, Dad?"
I Billy Paul ulazi i kaže, pa tata, šta ne valja?
I don't know. I'm not even going to preach this morning. Tell the other brothers that they must preach.
Rekao je, ne znam šta je, ne mogu jutros ni propovedati. Reci drugoj braći da oni propovedaju.
And they leave him there.
I ostavili su ga tamo.
He says, and he's in his room and he starts to pray.
I kaže, dok je bio u svojoj sobi, počeo da se moli.
Says, Lord, I don't know what's wrong with me.
Rekao je, Gospode, nemam pojma šta mi je.
But I feel so sad.
Ali osjećam tako veliku tugu.
I feel so, so burdened. I feel so, so, so almost depressed.
Osjećam jedno takvo breme, skoro da sam u depresiji.
He says, and as I'm praying,
i rekao je, dok sam se molio,
I hear somebody by the door talking in another language.
Čuo sam nekoga pored vrata, iza vrata, kako govori drugim jezicima.
And he says, and I start to listen carefully.
I rekao je, počeo sam pažljivo da osluškujem.
And I hear it's like German.
I čuo sam nešto kao džim. Čuo sam nešto kao nemački.
He says, and after a while,
i rekao je, nakon izvjesnog vremena,
I realize it's the words coming out of my mouth.
Shvatio sam da su to reči koje iz mojih usta izlaze.
So he's listening.
Dakle, slušao je prvo.
To his own words.
A to su bile njegove vlastite reči.
He's not speaking them, God is speaking them.
Nije ih on izgovarao, već Bog je njih izgovarao.
Amen.
Amen.
And when he's finished,
i kad je završio,
he says, I felt like I could jump over the moon.
Osjećao sam se kao da mogu skočiti do mjeseca.
I jumped up, I ran down and I found them by the car.
Rekao sam, skočio sam, otrčao sam
said,
i otišao sam u kola i rekao sam, spreman sam za propoved.
Amen. So he could change from that to that in a moment.
Tako on je mogao iz jednog takvog stanja u trenutku da pređe u drugo stanje.
Amen. And he's in the service and he's preaching.
I on je na službi propovedajući.
And then after the service there comes a testimony.
A onda nakon te službe dolaze oni koji svedoče.
Somewhere there were some people coming traveling to the service.
Bilo je nekih ljudi koji su putovali na službu.
There was a sister.
Bila je to jedna sestra.
She had a lung disease.
Imala je obolela pluća.
Amen. And she was dying.
I bila je na smrt bolesna.
And they removed the seats of the car.
A oni su čak izvadili to sedište iz kola.
And they laid her in the car and they were driving.
I namestili su je tako da leži u kolima i tako su je vozili.
And as they went over bumps in the road,
i dok su išli po tim rupama po putu,
a lung start to perish.
Ta pluća su počela skroz propadati.
And they stopped the car because the blood was coming out of her mouth.
Morali su stati zato što je krv njoj krenula na usta.
And they got her out of the car next to the road laying there on the grass.
I izvadili su je takvu iz kola i onda je položili napolje na travu.
Was he dying?
I umirala je žena.
And they said the next moment.
I onda su rekli sljedećeg trenutka.
She jumps up.
Ona je samo skočila.
Completely healed.
Potpuno iscelenja.
Running down the street praising God.
Trčala je ulicom i hvalila Boga.
Amen. And now they're in the car, they're coming to church.
I sada oni svi u kolima dolaze u crkvu.
And when they tell this testimony.
I dok su pričali o tom svedočanstvu.
The prophet says, what time was that?
Prorok je pitao kada se to desilo.
And when they look, it was the exact time he was praying in another language.
I kada su pogledali, bio je to taj trenutak dok se on molio nepoznatim jezicima.
Amen. So it doesn't mean how you feel.
Dakle, nema veze kako se osjećate.
Maybe you feel that way that God can pray through you.
Možda se osjećate tako samo zbog toga da Bog može da se moli kroz vas.
Sometimes you don't feel like coming to church.
Ponekad se ne osjećate da biste baš rado došli u crkvu.
That is the time to come to church.
To je baš vreme kad trebate doći.
Amen, because then you can express.
Jer onda možete da izrazite.
A true son and daughter of God comes to church because they come to worship.
Jer pravi sin i čer Božija dolaze u crkvu jer dolaze da proslavljaju.
It's not based upon if you feel like it.
To se ne temelji na vašim osjećajima.
God never said if you feel to come to church come.
Bog nikad nije rekao ako se tako osjećaš da bi došao u crkvu pa dođi.
Amen.
Ne.
If there was an advertisement that said Jesus Christ is going to be in this building tonight.
Ako bi bio jedna reklama koja kaže Isus Hrist će večeras biti u ovoj zgradi.
Even if you were dying.
Čak i da, kada bi umirali,
you would be here.
Došli bi ovamo.
Why?
Zašto?
Because he's here.
Zato što je on ovde.
Amen. Amen. If we can have that same mental attitude.
Ako bi mogli imati taj isti mentalni odnos prema tome.
To know I'm coming to meet him.
Znate, dolazim da se sretnem s njim.
I'm coming to worship him.
Dolazim njega da proslavim.
I'm coming to show him.
Dolazim njega da pokažem.
Guess what will happen?
Šta mislite šta će se desiti?
You will have a different experience.
Imaćete jedno drugačije iskustvo.
Amen. You will go out every time changed.
Svaki put ćete izaći drugačiji.
Amen. Because God can speak through a stone.
Zato što Bog može govoriti i kroz kamen.
Amen. It's not the minister that fails.
Nije propovednik taj koji izneveri.
Amen. God is the same yesterday, today.
Bog isti juče, danas i zauvek.
We have to come with the right attitude.
Mi moramo dolaziti ispravnim odnosom prema stvarima.
We have to leave our problems at the door.
Naši problemi moraju ostati napolju, na vratima.
You have to come in here free.
Morate ući ovamo slobodni.
I'm here to worship and worship only.
I da kažete ja sam tu da proslavljam God i samo da proslavljam.
God will take care of my problems.
Bog će se pobrinuti o mojim problemima.
Amen.
Amen.
That's all I want. I want to be in his presence.
Sve što želim je biti u njegovom prisustvu.
Amen. The rest is up to him.
Ostalo je sve na njemu.
My problems he knows about it.
On zna za moje probleme.
My situation he's aware of it.
Oh, svestan je on dobro moje situacije.
Amen. All I need to do is to get to his feet to worship him.
Sve što trebam je da dođem kraj njegovih nogu i da ga proslavljam.
And we as believers.
I mi kao vernici.
The Father is seeking.
Otac je onaj koji traži.
Such.
Onakve.
People.
Ljude.
To worship him.
Da bi ga tako proslavljali.
Amen. That's what Jesus said to the woman at the well.
To je ono što Isus rekao ženi kraj studenca.
He says you know not what you worship.
Vi ne znate šta proslavljate.
And many people today they don't know what they worship.
I mnogi ljudi također i danas ne znaju šta proslavljaju.
But I thank God that he sent us a message.
Ali zahvalan sam Bogu da nam je poslao poruku.
And that message gave us the mind of God.
A poruka nam je donela um Božji.
That we can understand what God wants from us.
Da možemo shvatiti šta Bog to traži od nas.
That we can become true worshipers in spirit and in truth.
Da postanemo istinski štovatelji u duhu istini.
Because that's what God expects of every one of us.
Jer to je ono što Bog očekuje od svakog od nas.
So if we can only go with one thought tonight.
Tako ako bi mogli otići odavde samo s jednom mišlju.
That I am a worshipper of the living God.
Ja sam štovatelj živoga Boga.
Amen. That's all.
To je sve što treba.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what why God has placed me here.
Zbog toga me je Bog stavio tu.
Amen. And that's why we bring glory to his name.
I zato mi proslavljamo njegovo ime.
Because for you to be a worshipper in Laodicea.
Jer da bi vi bili jedan štovatelj u Laodikeji.
Is a great miracle.
To je veliko čudo.
Amen.
Aleluja.
When I look at you.
Kada pogledam na vas.
I stand amazed.
Ja sam zadivljen.
That there's still people that can love God.
Da ima još uvek ljudi koji mogu voleti Boga.
Amen. Let's give him a hand.
Amen.
It is a great miracle.
To je stvarno veliko čudo.
And that was the challenge.
I to je bio izazov.
That he said to Satan, do your best.
Rekao je Sotoni, radi najbolje što znaš.
That's why God allowed him to do anything.
Zbog toga mu Bog dopušta da radi šta god on hoće.
To create an circumstance where it's impossible.
Da stvori takve situacije koje dovode stvari do nemogućeg.
But he said, in that condition.
Ali je rekao, baš u takvom stanju,
there will be a people.
Biće ljudi
that will worship.
Koji će proslavljati
in spirit.
U duhu
and in truth.
I istini.
Amen.
Amen.
So let's stand upon our feet tonight.
Hajde da ustanemo večeras.
Amen. Aren't you thankful?
Zar niste zahvalni?
That you are a worshipper.
Što ste štovatelj?
Amen, an expression.
To je jedan izraz.
Amen. So we are the people that can praise him.
Dakle, mi smo ljudi koji ga možemo slaviti.
That can thank him.
Koji možemo da mu se zahvalimo.
That's why the prophet says the sequence of the word is important.
Zato je prorok rekao da oni koji traže reč da...
the sequence.
Aha, da su te sekvence reči veoma bitne.
We come before the service.
Mi dolazimo pred službu
to quiet down.
Da bi se umirili.
To read our Bible.
Da čitamo Bibliju.
To pray.
Da se molimo.
Amen.
Amen.
Why is that important?
Zašto je to važno?
Because we come from the world.
Zato što dolazimo iz sveta.
And we are excited, we are disturbed, we are upset, but God wants us to create that atmosphere to change.
Uznemirani smo, nervozni, ali Bog želi da te stvari u atmosferi budu promijenjene.
And then we start to sing the songs of Zion.
I onda počinjemo da pevamo sionske pesme.
Amen. To express.
Da bi izrazili.
How we love him.
Kako ga volimo.
Amen. And then the word starts to come.
A onda počinje da dolazi reč.
Line upon line.
Pravilo po pravilo.
Precept upon precept.
Uputa po uputu.
Here a little, there a little.
Malo ovde, malo tamo.
Amen. But many times we sit there and the pastor preacher says something.
Mnogo puta mi sedimo, a pastir nešto kaže, propoveda.
And then you start to look, I hope brother John is here, where is he?
I kao, vi okrete se, nadam se da je brat John ovde. Mora da je to bilo njemu namenjeno.
No, it's you and God, it's a personal relationship.
Ne, to ste vi, Bog, to je vaš lični odnos.
Amen. It is for you.
To je radi vas.
It is you getting into the channel.
Vi ste ti koji trebate ući u taj kanal.
And then as the minister, as the word gets seeds, gets sown into our hearts.
I onda kako reč počinje da se spušta u naša srca duboko.
Amen.
Amen.
So the prophet says when the seed is then sown.
Prorok kaže kada je seme posejano.
What does the seed need?
Šta je semenu potrebno? Water.
Water.
Voda.
Where do you get the water?
A gde ćete naći vodu?
He says after the service.
Rekao je nakon službe.
When you stand upon your feet.
Kada ustanete.
You raise your hands to heaven.
Podignete ruke ka nebu.
You start to thank him for the words.
I počnete da mu se zahvaljujete zbog
reči.
He says
you are watering that seed.
Kaže vi ste ti tada onaj koji vlaži to
because
seme.
Because you don't want to go out of here not watering the seed.
Jer vi ne treba da odete odavde da niste navlažili seme.
Because Satan will come and he will just rob you of all those wonderful truths.
Jer Satan će doći i pokrašće vam sve te predivne istine.
Therefore we should always try and apply those principles.
Zato mi uvek treba da se trudimo da primenimo te principe.
Amen. Because it yields results.
Zato što to rađa rezultate.
Amen. So we need to water seed.
Dakle, moramo vlažiti to seme.
Because I want that seed to grow.
Jer želim da to seme naraste.
Amen.
Amen.
So let us together tonight.
Hajde da svi mi zajedno.
Water that precious seed.
Navlažimo to drago seme.
As we pray together.
Dok se molimo zajedno.
Raising our hands to heaven.
Podignimo ruke ka nebu.
Oh Father God.
Oh Oče Bože.
Tonight we come into thy wonderful presence, oh Lord.
Dolazimo u tvoju predivnu
prisutnost. We raise our hands to heaven where we come from, oh God.
Ruke ka tebi.
And we are thankful for thy mighty word and our presence in our midst. And that the words of life, oh God, can be planted in every life. Lord, we pray that you will be the gafter speaker, that you will take your word and that you will produce every promise of God, because you said in your word you can never fail. You are the same yesterday, today and forever. You are the mighty God, the unchanging one, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the great El Shaddai, the God that says, I am Jehovah God, I provide my own sacrifice. And Lord Jesus, tonight we want to raise our hands to heaven and we want to say, oh Father God, we really love and appreciate you, oh Lord, and we want to come, oh God, to thy feet tonight, and we want to say from the bottom of our heart, Lord, that you are a mighty God, a consuming fire, a mighty counselor, a prince of peace. There is none like thee tonight, oh Lord. And tonight, Father, we want to come and worship thee, oh God, and express our deep love, and express our feelings to thee, and to say to thee, oh God, there is none like thee, oh God. Lord God, where can we go to tonight? tonight, but to the living God. We pray that your presence will just anoint our lives, that you will change us, O God, that you will mold us into that perfect image, and that we will be, O God, the ones that you have chosen before the foundation of the world. You said you cannot lose any one of us, Lord, and we place ourselves into thy mighty hands tonight to say, may your presence, O God, may your word have a mighty effect, O Lord. May we go out of this building tonight to know we serve a loving God. He is the unchanging one, the one that we can love tonight, the one that we can say, Lord, may you heal every sick person. May you, O God, break every chain of the enemy, O God. May you lift every feeble hand tonight. May you take away the clouds, O God. And may we come tonight, Lord Jesus, to know, O Father, that there is none like thee, O Lord, that you, O God, has taken everything under your control, and that you said you will never leave us nor forsake us, but that you will be with us and even in us till the end of time, and that we, O God, can never lose, O Lord, because you, O Father God, has said this is not our battle, this is your battle, and we come tonight believing and confessing tonight that you are the one, O God, that can do these things, and we want to commit every believer into thy hands, every brother, every sister, every child. May you grant them the petition, O God. May they be able, O God, to express their love to thee. May they be able to move into that anointing, O God, and to be able to draw the waters from heaven to water those seeds in our lives, O God. We don't want to go out of this place the same tonight, but we want to be changed, O God. We want to be closer to thee, O Lord, more in love with thee, O Father God. May we stand tonight and know that it's thy grace and thy grace alone, Father. O blessed Savior, we love thee tonight. We appreciate thee, O God, and every day, O God, we love thee more and more. And we learn and look up to thee tonight and say, Father, there is none like thee, O God, that you chose us before the foundation of the world, and that you placed us positionally, O God, that you gave us a message, O Lord, open the word to us. We appreciate those things, O God, to send us a prophet in this time, to bring us a word, O Father God, of deliverance, that we can love and appreciate thee, O Father. O blessed Savior, what a privileged people we are tonight. What a time, O God, to thank and worship thee. And we thank thee, Father, that we are your children, that we are bought with a price, that your blood has washed us clean, O Father God. May you just anoint us, O Lord, and help us, God, to break the power of Satan, and to help us, O God, to stand as a witness tonight. May you bless us, Lord, may you grant us grace, Father, as we come humbly to thee, believing, O Father God, that you can do these blessings for us, Lord, as we love and as we appreciate thee, good night, O Father. May you bless your people, may you bless your bride, and may you grant them, O God, a special blessing tonight. May they go out of you, O God, relieved, O Father God. May they go out of this place, O God, with confidence that you are a mighty God. Amen, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be your holy name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God
Amen.
Bless you.
Bog vas blagoslovio.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand.
Dajmo Bogu jedan.
Amen. Amen. God bless.
Amen.
Amen.
Tako je dobro proslaviti u duhu i u istini. Amen. Aleluja. Prvo kad propovjeda, propovjed, ući u duh. Amen. Mislim da i to može da se uzme i da naučimo nešto toga. Ali ovo je tako bilo jednostavno da ne treba ništa dodavati. It was so simple, we don't need to add anything, brother. Amen. Mi smo zahvalni Bogu za to. Ja verujem da ovakve službe mogu da nam pomognu da postignemo jednu stvar. Kada ste čitali u Korinćanima, apostol Pavle je pisao Korinćanima i onda je rekao jednu stvar tamo negde u 11. glavi. Kaže, razmišljao o njima i onda im je pisao, kada razmišljam o vama, bojim se da se ne sastajete na bolje nego na gore. A mi možemo suprotno, mi se možemo sastajati na bolje. Posle ovakvog kampa naši sastanci će biti bolji. Jer mi ćemo ući u duh, mi ćemo proslavljati u duhu istini i naše službe će biti drugačije i naše zajedništvo. Ja mislim da je to jako dobro i zahvalni smo Bogu za brata Hanesa i za tu službu i hvala Bogu za sve što Bog još ima za nas. Ne bih volio ništa da dodajem, završćemo službu, pomolili smo se, samo da kažem za sutra, da opet imamo zatišje od 9:30 do 10:00 i onda će biti jedna služba koja je malo drugačija i ja verujem da nam može biti na blagoslov, još ni sami sve ne znamo šta će biti, ali bit će nešto dobro što Bog ima za nas i to je ono što treba da iščekujemo, tako da budete spremni za to i poneste ove utiske tako da jednostavno ostanu vama, da budemo činioci ovoga što smo čuli. Bog vas blagoslovio i službe završene. Amen.